It's the octave of Christmas and the Feast of the Circumcision and New Year's Day. Welcome to today's final Christmas cast. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troedek. The birth of Jesus is ordered toward our salvation, and it is significant to see that this name of Jesus was given to him on the day of the circumcision, that is, on the day when, for the first time, he sheds his blood, first fruits of the blood that was to be shed on the cross. Jesus is only 8 days old, and already his blood flows, already his blood is shed for us. He is thereby giving us a glimpse of the manner in which he is going to work our salvation. The connection already appears between the name of Jesus and the shedding of his blood. Jesus will never more be able to hear himself called by his name without remembering his mission, without seeing the cross rise before him. When the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph pronounce this sweet name of Jesus, our Lord thinks of the souls which he has come to redeem, of all those who will unite themselves to his sacrifice and who will share his happiness in heaven for eternity. But he thinks also of all those who will refuse to associate themselves with the mystery of the redemption and who will die in their sins. These considerations result from the mission of Jesus and the qualities which he takes on from the instant of his incarnation in order to fulfill it. From his conception, our Lord has full possession of all his faculties, of his sensibility, of his passions, but also of his intelligence and of his will. Consequently, from that moment he sees everything, he understands everything, and he submits freely to the plan of God for him. Thus it is that, freely, he lets himself be carried by the Blessed Virgin to be circumcised. Freely, he accepts to receive the name of Jesus. Freely, he embraces his mission as Savior of humanity. O Jesus, in seeing thy blood flow from the first days of thy life, I understand better what is at stake in my destiny. I realize better the seriousness of life, and above all I admire thy obedience and the greatness of thy love for me. It seems fitting that we should hear again from Benedict XVI on this day, after the first anniversary of his death, the first day of the year. This is from his sermon on this day in 2007. As in a mosaic, today's liturgy contemplates different events and messianic situations, but attention is especially focused on Mary, Mother of God. 8 days after Jesus' birth, we commemorate the mother, the Theotokos, the one who gave birth to the child, who is the King of heaven and earth forever. The liturgy today meditates on the Word made man and repeats that he is born of the Virgin. It reflects on the circumcision of Christ as a rite of admission to the community and contemplates God who, by means of Mary, gave his only begotten Son to lead the new people. It recalls the name given to the Messiah, and listens to it spoken with tender sweetness by his mother. It invokes peace for the world, Christ's peace, and does so through Mary, mediatrix and cooperator of Christ. We are beginning a new solar year, which is a further period of time offered to us by divine providence in the context of the salvation inaugurated by Christ. But did not the eternal Word enter time precisely through Mary? The Apostle Paul recalls this by saying that Jesus was born of woman. Today, the figure of Mary, the true mother of Jesus, God-man, stands out. Thus, today's solemnity is not celebrating an abstract idea, but a mystery and a historic event. Jesus Christ, a divine person, is born of the Virgin Mary, who is his mother in the truest sense. Today, too, Mary's virginity is highlighted, in addition to her motherhood. These are two prerogatives that are always proclaimed together inseparably because they complement and qualify each other. Mary is mother, but a virgin mother, Mary is a virgin, but a mother virgin. If either of these aspects is ignored, the mystery of Mary as the Gospels present her to us cannot be properly understood. As Mother of Christ, Mary is also Mother of the Church. Lastly, she is the spiritual mother of all humanity, because Jesus on the cross shed his blood for all of us, and from the cross he entrusted us all to her maternal care. Let us begin this new year, therefore, by looking at Mary, whom we received from God's hands as a precious talent to be made fruitful, a providential opportunity to contribute to bring about the kingdom of God. Thank you for your attention to these podcasts. This is Father John Zulsdorf. In this new year of grace, please pray for me as I will for you.